die Rudder mit Kiel. Nach einer Schule davon.
Oh,
Rebbe, du. Rebbe, du.
Ja.
I'm for sure we're winning. Where's the boys?
The boys are a basketball game. Can you imagine the nerve?
Did you win last time? Who doesn't?
He did win, but he didn't come in for a bumper.
Yeah.
You can't win them all.
The how about?
Good.
At page 130, with your permission. I'm going to catch from there. I was setting to that. I don't have to wait to eat to speak. You said some of the other things.
Yeah,
so what? Page 130. הליקוי חמה זה אחד הסימנים, זה סימן טוב. הגמרא אומרת שיש ליקוי חמה זה סימן טוב בישראל. ליקוי לבנה זה רע מאוד. ארבע דקות חושך. חושך. Was eclipse today in Israel. Eclipse.
Yeah.
Four hours eclipse maybe. In 4 minutes, the moon was on top of the sun completely. And you couldn't see, it was dark outside. The Gemara says that there's a sign. Excellent. The Gemara says that it's the cool of an hour. It's the night time. It's not a good time for the cool. But Hama means dinim. The sun is red. The red is judgment. So when you don't see the red, it's a very good time.
Good.
Redemption.
Middle of the day?
Middle of the day, yeah. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It got dark?
Got dark?
Yes.
For how long?
4 minutes complete darkness.
Are you allowed to look?
You're allowed to look in the night, look, it's not heavy. A person can be blind.
You have to look to...
You have to look to... Yeah.
Well, you're looking up, right? You can look through your hand too.
Maybe. So people can get blind from it. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Your eyes, very dangerous.
Forget about that. Like a cash at you.
It's something that we hear is not a reason.
What's a cash?
Rainbow. No.
You're not allowed to look at a rainbow?
No.
Why not?
It's a judgment.
Judgment.
We don't have it here.
This one, the election was in the Super Bowl.
Right? People make a mistake and keep working with them.
He can't move without nothing. Not allowed to call people outside. He said, come, see the rainbow. You're not
allowed to. So if you're driving,
you see it,
you gotta go like this?
You have to say bracha, no? You
say bracha.
It's the bracha to say. Page 130, with your permission. That's how we start the Haggadah. This is the poor bread. We describe the matzah as the poor bread. Yachalu ha-matana ba'ad ha-mitzrayim, that our fathers ate in Egypt. Kol dirfin yeteh v'yochal, whoever is hungry, should come and eat. Call the tree, whoever needs anything, get every Pesach. You should come and do Pesach. Ashata, Ha, this year we are here. Neshana, Baba, Had Israel, next year we'll be in Israel. Ashata, Abde, this year we are still slaves. Neshana, Baba, Ashata, Ha, Abde, Neshana, Baba, Had Israel, Nechorid. Next, there will be in Israel three nations. If this is a prayer, we have to say Yiraton. Please God. And if it's not a prayer, we have to say Belineda. Everything that you say, you have to say Belineda. Say, I'm going to see you tomorrow, I'm going to call you tomorrow. If you did not do the statement before Rosh Hashanah, that whatever you do is Berin Yadeh, you committing a sin. Anything. Chafetz Chaim's daughter, Chafetz Chaim used to sell his books. But before he sold his books, he used to ask his daughter to go over the pages to see if nothing is missing. So he did not want to sell a book to a person. You go to a store, you buy a book. That never happened in Judaica, of course, but my brother never happened. But other stores, that happened. You buy the shots and you come home and all of a sudden you see some pages are missing. Some pages are missing. It's not the store's fault, of course, but he sold you the shots. So he stole from you money. Stole from you money. You get to Ramabai, you see the guy from the store is on the other side, you know why? Didn't happen in Judaica. It doesn't happen to Meshmoga, never, doesn't happen. No. He's 100% Meshmoga is an angel.
Well, he checks every book.
I don't know, he has Tered Ishmael, I don't know how it is. But if you buy a book, and missing a page in the book, then you pay for the book, the man stole from you. Stole. For 1 cent, you don't go to Gan Eden. You come back to this world. There are a lot of stories about it. A real story. They happen now in our time. So Hafez Chaim, he used to sell his books, Shmirat HaLashon, Mishtaburah. He used to ask his daughter to go over the pages and make sure you have all the pages. Because if you sell the books and one page is missing, you stole the money. Hafez Chaim writes in his book this one time, His daughter was tired. Hafez Chaim said, I have to go and sell the books. So you have to go over the books to make sure no pages are missing. She said, okay, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. And then she fell asleep. In the morning she got up. All the books were next to her bed. Hafez Chaim said, you said yes last night you're going to do it. You have to do it. Because if you're not going to do it, you're committing a sin. It's called neder. Neder is not only to say, I need a neder, I make a neder, I promise. Any word that comes from your mouth, and you don't say, Beli neder, it means you promise. Promise. So it doesn't matter if you meant, or you didn't mean it, it doesn't matter. As long as you say, you have to fulfill it. So Hafez Chaim told his daughter, now I put all the books next to your bed, it means you wake up in the morning, go over the books, make sure no pages are missing. Here we say a statement, Nagadash HaTetzach, you open the Agadah, you say, this year I'm here, next time I'll be in Israel. You don't say Beli Neder. What do you have to say Beli Neder? It's a promise. And if it's a tefillah, if you say, Yiraton, God should help. God Almighty, please help, Hashem help. The next year I'll be in Eretz Israel. A dry statement. Hashata ha leshana ba barad Israel. This year I'm here, I'm next year I'm going to be in Israel. How can you say such a thing? Page 131, please. To give permission of Adim, I need the problem is right. Haggadah starts, says the Gemara, you have to start, Mashil B'Gnut V'Mesayim B'Shevach, this is one of the things, maybe part of it, part of the reason we start with, to tell the story, we say we were slaves in Egypt. This is part of the bad thing. Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atat Egypt, Yad Chazakah V'Zchon Yetzia. If Hashem would not have taken our fathers out of Egypt, are dying still Anachnu. Anu, Anachnu, we, who are naming our children, naming the grandchildren, Mishubadim from Israel. We were still there. We were still there, really? You really meant 2006? If Hashem would not have taken you, you really mean that you would have been there? What does that mean? You would live in Cairo. Even Albert is not in Cairo anymore. How can you say such a statement? Do you really mean it? If Hashem would not have taken our father out of Mitzrayim, we would have been still slaves to Paro. Yes, you would have been. It is true. Even kulanu chachamim, even all of us are smart. Kulanu nevonim, we understand everything. Kulanu yudim et haTorah, we all know the Torah. Mitzrayim, alim letovit haTorahim. It's an obligation on us to talk about coming out of Egypt. That statement is you're blessing somebody. You're blessing.
Good. He took up two spots.
אפילו כולנו חכמים, כולנו נבונים. Even if you're smart ones, we still obligated to talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim. To talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim, to talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim, מהו רחום, אתה רחום, מהו חנון, אתה חנון, מהו ערך הפעיל, אתה ערך הפעיל, מהו מוכר בסלעה, אתה מוכר בסלעה. Because you're going to lose yourself. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go, you're going to scream at the lady. Don't go. We need to give the lady a shampoo. She'll get a shower. All life. The whole life is a test. You know, you come home and your wife does this and your children do that and the neighbor does that and your partner does that. Everything is a test. She parked the car over there in order for Moshe not to go outside. That's not good. Get upset, not to give up. It's a test. This is the world of tests. We're here on a test with no certificate. Even if you pass the test, you don't get a certificate. That's all life is all about. אפילו כולנו חכמים, with your permission, even if you are smart enough, כולנו נבונים, כולנו יודעים את התורה, מצווה עלינו לספר מציאת מצרים. Even if you're very smart, you're still obligated to talk about coming out of Mitzrayim. All the Chachamim ask, this is no excuse if you Chacham, that you don't have to speak about coming out of Egypt. Speaking about coming out of Egypt is one of the 613 mitzvot. It's one of the 613 mitzvot. It doesn't matter how smart you are, doesn't matter how holy you are, how pure you are, how great you are, a big rabbi, small rabbi, big beard, long beard, doesn't matter, means nothing. That you, every chacham has to put tefillin, every chacham has to put tzitzit, every chacham has to listen to shofar, every chacham has to sit in the sukkah. It doesn't matter who you are. If it's one of the 613 mitzvot that you have to talk about coming out of the kind, you don't say, even I'm so smart, it doesn't do smartness, has to do an obligation. Hashem gave us the mitzvah the night of Pesach, the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan, sit down and talk about it. Says the Agada, even though that we are smart ones, we understand, we know the whole Torah, still obligated. Of course you're obligated. It's one of 613 mitzvot. Because you're smart ones, it means you don't keep Shabbat. It's the same mitzvah. 613 mitzvot is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're tall or you're short, you're smart or you're stupid, it's the same. כל המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים הרי זה משובח, whoever talks more about it is being praised. Something that you almost never find in Halacha, in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, that if you do more, you're being praised. It doesn't say if you put more tzitzit, you're being praised. You do more kiddush, you're being praised. You shake your lap more, you're being praised. You put three more, you're being praised. Here it says, the more you do it, you're being praised. What's more to do? It's a mitzvah. How much is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is as much as I have to do the mitzvah. After that I have to do, it's a regular thing, like any other mitzvah. You want to go with tefillin the whole day? Go ahead. You do a mitzvah every moment. You want to go with tzitzit the whole day? Wear tzitzit the whole day. You want to sit in the sukkah? Sit in the sukkah. It doesn't say, the more you do it, you are being praised. There are sometimes very exceptions in the Shulchan Aruch that you're being praised, it says something about Sukkah, but very seldom. You almost never find such statements. Here the Haggadah says that the more you talk about it, you're being praised. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkinus, he was a Kohen, Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was a Kohen, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, Shivim Tzavim of Nevras. Ime Saprim Yitiat Mitzrayim, page 132, with your permission, they were talking about coming out of Mitzrayim, Kol Oto Halayla. Kol Oto Halayla. I don't know what it means, Oto. Psim means, this is the night that they came, that they did the Leila Seder. They were there, without anybody else. They were there by themselves, no wives, children, maybe they were there. They weren't sitting with them, maybe yes, you know. Until Ashebaru Tamideim Vamru Laim Rabotinu Yigi Azman Ki Azman Shacharit, this is after dawn. Nevertheless, the halacha, that's the machloket in the Gemara, but that's the halacha. The best thing that the halacha for us today, that the Leila Seder should be finished by midnight. Completely. Complete. You do everything, the halet, everything the best. In America, it's about 108, 106, you should finish Leila Seder. Doesn't mean that afterwards you have to go to sleep. It doesn't mean that afterwards you have to sit down and watch the table. You can, it's a very good thing to help your wife in the kitchen, to help her with the dishes, and then you say Shira Shirim, you sit down and you learn, says the Ramban, until you fall asleep, until you go to sleep. But again, the mitzvah of sitting down, talking about what happened to us in Egypt is only up to midnight. Says the Gemara, the reason for that, up to midnight, is because there's a machlok in the Gemara, until what time you're allowed to eat the sacrifice of Pesach. The halacha is, you may eat it only up to midnight. That's the halacha. And because after midnight you may not eat anymore from the sacrifice of Pesach, therefore you're not obligated anymore to talk about coming out of Mitzrayim. Of course, if you want, you may. Of course, you may. But it's no mitzvah. The mitzvah that is one of the 630 mitzvot that you have on that night to talk about coming out of Egypt is only the same time that you have the permission of Mitzrayim to eat the sacrifice of Pesach. Since the halacha on midnight, you may not continue eating from the meat of the sacrifice of Pesach, therefore you're not doing any more mitzvah by sitting down and talking about. You can say Shira Shirim, you can learn any other thing. But let's say, I want to do best. He says, I'm going to talk until dawn. He says, after midnight, you said things, yeah, you learn Torah, yes. But it's nothing to do coming out of Mitzrayim. Coming out of Mitzrayim, the mitzvah, to talk about redemption, is up to the time that you are allowed to eat from the sacrifice of Pesach. Since that is the machloket, and the halacha is, only until midnight you are allowed to eat the sacrifice of Pesach, therefore Chachamim said that's the halacha. You have to hurry up, speed up the seder, and finish everything, drink all the four kosos, and also the halel, the best, if you finish it by midnight. If you cannot do this, it's too fast, and the police might catch you, you're running through the Leila Seder, that's the Chatan, they call the Chatan, that says, therefore, at least eat the Afikoman before midnight. After midnight, if you eat the Afikoman, according to a lot of Chachamim, you miss the Hoke. Some Chachamim said, as I said before, better not only to finish the Afikoman at midnight, finish the Hoke at midnight. Here comes the Haggadah, that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, they were talking the whole night. It says, what's the necessity to talk about the whole night? Maybe it says they also did according to the other Chacham that he held that you can do it all night, maybe. Madari is another answer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Hare Ani Keben Shimim Shana. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah became the president of Am Yisrael when he was 18. But he looked like he is 70. גלגול שמואל הנביא, ולא זכיתי, I wasn't able to win the חכמים שטעמי יציאת מצרים בלילות. I wanted to accomplish something as a president of Am Israel after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed already. He was the president and he wanted very much that everybody should mention at night time when we say Shema Israel to say the last paragraph of Shema Israel that we do say. But this is after he, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the president, made it happen. Before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the president of Am Israel, at night time, people used to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Echad Hashem Elokecha, Vayayim Shamua. Never said, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Daber Matzul Ha'em Tzitzit, Ani Hashem Elokechem. Never said it. Why? Because Tzitzit, it says Uri Tremoto, you have to feel the Tzitzit. Since it's not at night time, you don't see Tzitzit, you don't see the Tzitzit, so therefore you don't have to say this paragraph. Came Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, said, I became the president of Am Israel. I wanted very much to establish, that everybody in Am Israel should say, Ani Hashem Elokichem Asher Hotzi Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It means they should say the last paragraph, what we say in Shema Israel, we should say it at night time. I said, we don't say it, but I would like you very much to say that. And I wasn't able to do it. Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma. Until Ben Zoma won it. I'm in the middle of a lecture, I can't speak right now. Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma. Until Ben Zoma had Drasha. שנאמר למען תזכור את יום תזכה מהר שמתה כל ימיך ימיך ימים כל ימיך אחר לילות בן זומא came and he was a חכם his name was רבי שמעון and he said I have a proof that Hashem meant that we should say the paragraph that talks about coming out of Egypt and Mitzrayim at night as well even though that paragraph is written as the paragraph that talks about Tzitzit and Tzitzit, you're not obligated to wear at night. Therefore, the statement, the last sentence in that paragraph, that talks about coming out of the time, should not be said, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as the president of Israel, wanted it very much. And Baruch Hashem found that this Chacham, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, that he was very smart, he was one of the four that went inside the Kabbalah Center, it's not in Manhattan. Upstairs, it means, if you're still about it, and says, this man, Ben Zoma, was one of the smartest ever that we had, died very young, because he started to dig upstairs in very deep places upstairs. He died young, but still, Am Yisrael respected him very much. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, this Chacham Ben Zoma helped me very much. I wanted very much that anybody, Shema Israel, at night, should say, Vayomer Hashem Moshe L'Emor, but I could not establish it. That Chacham came, and he was a genius man, and he found a hint in the Torah, and Baruch Hashem, he said, Baruch Hashem, from now on, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, at night time, also we say, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe L'Emor, Daber, Bnei Yisrael Shalayim Tzitzit, but why do you say that? It's not important to say Tzitzit, to wear Tzitzit at night? Doesn't matter, because you want to say the last sentence in Shema Yisrael, אני השם אלוקיכם אשר שם אתם ויכול אני השם אלוקיכם אמת you want to say that? Let's say the whole paragraph of פרשת תצפית that's the Mishnah in מסכת ברכות chapter 1 דרס משנה it says רבי אלעזר בן עזריה the president of Israel he wants very much we should say so why he wants somebody else to say what's your problem exactly what is your problem רבי אלעזר בן עזריה that you became the president of Israel he's 18 years old he looks like 70 he got some white hair overnight he says listen I wanted to fight all the Chachamim all the giants. He says, what do you want? I want to start a new thing. He says, what do you want to start? He says, I want to start. Everybody in Shema Yisrael should say, Vayomer Hashem Moshe L'Emor. Until then, nobody says. A new thing. He wants a new thing to put in the tefillah. He says, Hashem Knesset HaGdola already made a siddur. We have a siddur. In the siddur, if you find a very old siddur from over 2,500 years ago, you don't see Tfilat Arvit, Vayomer Hashem Moshe L'Emor, Daber Bnei Yisrael, no tzitzit. Why? Because only in the morning we say it. Why? Because it's not you don't have to wear tzitzit. said, listen, Rabotai, I want to accomplish nothing. I want art call. And Lucido, he said, you want Lucido? What's the problem? I want an Israel to say, Ani Hashem Elokechem at night time. He says, what is the problem? He says, what exactly you try to tell me? What's the problem exactly? What is the problem? I want to know the problem. He said, you want them to say? Say, after Aleinu Neshabeach. You want to say? Say that Aleinu Neshabeach, no problem. What do you try to say? You want to remember me that I came out of Mitzrayim at night time also? Good for you. After Aleinu Neshabeach, before I go home, God say goodnight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, Hashem, I remember I came out of Mitzrayim. And then what is the problem that you have to put a new paragraph in the Siddur, in Shema Yisrael, something generations before nobody was worried about? He is the president of Israel, 18 years old, that's what's bothering him. That's what it says. Baruch Hashem, I found Ben Zoma, this Chacham, the genius Ben Zoma, said, I found the hint in the Torah, Hashem loved it, accomplished, Baruch Hashem. Now, we have another 2 minutes to be in Beta Knesset every night because of Mr. Abelazar Ben Azariah. Says, your wife is waiting home, and says, well, Abelazar Ben Azariah said, I have to do a little bit more.
The paragraph is primarily about the...
It's
the only one sentence that records.
That's right.
So why did they pick that?
That's right.
The one?
I don't know.
I mean, I could understand the one that said, was Yashir or
something. You're right. That's right. That's right. You're right. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Natan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Translation, in the English translation. Baruch HaMakom, thank God. Baruch Hu, bless God. Baruch Shatan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. This is Pesach, it's not Shavuot. What is it to Baruch Shatan Torah L'Amo Yisrael? Thank God He gave us the Torah. What is it to do with Pesach? What's on that?
What's
on that? Two symptoms. But Keneged Arba, 10 years ago, there's some sick answer. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Shem reduced a lot. You go tonight after the lecture. That's it. Only Keneged. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah spoke about four children. The Chat Chacham, a smart child. The Chat Rasha Hasram, a wicked child. The Chat Tam, naive child, somebody that doesn't know how to ask. It means like this. You find in the Torah four paragraphs about how the father has to teach his son about Pesach. It says the four categories of children, one smart, one wicked, one naive, one does not. And it says you have to know how to answer him. It says the son is going to ask you a question about Pesach, answer him something that fits his question. Very nice. I love it. I'd like to know why you don't have those four children asking the father about Sukkot, about Shofar, about Tzitzit, about Tfilin, about Shabbat, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the time you have those four categories. Today it's called remedial. You go to school, it's called DDA, ADD, DDDZ, DDZD. They say, this child is for this, this child for this, give a medicine, the psychiatrist changes it, has to make more money, has insurance. This is giving back a kickback. What it has to do with Pesach? It has to do with Pesach. What does it do with Pesach? And if you want, tell me. He says, from now on, we have four versions how to explain the Torah. For a smart one, for a wicked one, for a naive one, for the one that does not know how to ask. He says, what did you want from these four boys on Pesach? They're going to ask only about Pesach. They're going to ask in every mitzvah. He says, Daddy, why do we have latkes on Hanukkah? Daddy, why we have to blow shofar? Daddy, he says, 630 mitzvahs. The son will ask you on every mitzvah, why? Daddy, why? Daddy, why? He says, no. For Pesach, only Pesach. Why only Pesach?
First,
the question is why? Why over here you have to have four categories of children? Right. So they need to Torah says, do it, so do it. The son is naive, the son is wicked, so who cares about? Don't worry. Page 134 with your permission. Page 134. Page 134 on this, yeah. Khilah, line number 3. Phone call. The beginning of Father is the Abadah. Now, Baruch Hashem, I can brought us closer to him. Shinema, Asuk in Yoshua. Jimmy Yoshua Kolam, Kuama Hashem, Eloke, said, Ezra and Arjun with him. The poor father used to dwell on the other side of the river. Terach! Ali Abraham in Akor, Terach! I said, Terach. What Terach has to do with the Terach? I don't want to know from him. I don't want to know from Terach. Says the Gemara, Matchilim Begnut. According to one of the Chachamim, if he didn't say that, he didn't do the Haggadah. If he's just saying the Haggadah and you start from the next page, you miss that page, you didn't do the Haggadah. You must. It's a condition. On Leila Seder, you have to say, my great grandfather was Terach. He says, I don't want to know from him. What in Terach? Who wants to speak about him? I have nothing to do with him. I start from Abraham. You have to say, Mitchila of De Avodat Zerah Yovotinu. My father is Toshua Avodat Zerah. My father? No. Terach. What do you want to tell us about my father? Who wants to know from him? Why is to say it on Leila Seder? There was no school.
Yeah. Is Abraham considered a convert?
Yeah.
Yes? But then his father doesn't exist.
That's right. That's right, my answer. You're right. Page 134, four lines from the bottom, with your permission. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Israel, Baruch Hu. See? You give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a compliment. What? I said there were these six jokes and two stories.
That's just not all.
Ramaz.
Exactly.
I can say the convert. He has nothing to do with it. Baruch Shomer Avtachato, page 134. On the bottom, four lines from the bottom, I think that's the most embarrassing piece. Not only in our literature, just in the way we speak to Hashem. It says, thank God you keep your promise. Disgusting. Just disgusting. I don't understand how the Reform still left it in the Haggadah. This is Baruch, who Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Et Haketz La'asot Kmo Shamar L'Avraham Avinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows how to calculate, and he calculated what to do according to what he promised to Abraham. So that's what he's saying. Embarrassing. If you don't mind, with your permission, page 146. 146, in the middle of the page, with your permission. Aban Gamliel haya omer, this is the Mishnah, that's the Halacha in the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu bepetach set dechobat, but in Petach matar maro. He says, it doesn't matter, you ate, in time of Bet HaMikdash, the piece of meat from the sacrifice of Petach, you ate the matzah, you ate the maro. According to most of the Chachamim, if you did not say the following sentences, it means you wasted your time, you wasted your money. $40 a piece of matzah. Today is $4 a matzah. Used to be a pound. Now it's a matzah. It's Rechaim Shaliad, Magal Shaliad. The guy that cut the wheat did not sniff. It's every year there's something else. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's a new thing. Don't do this, don't do this. So you wasted your money, you wasted your time if you did not say the following sentences. Doesn't matter how much you paid for the matzot, how much ma'o you had, if you did not say the following sentences, you wasted your time. Some chachamim say no. It doesn't mean that you wasted your money, just your time. It means the chachamim say you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah purpose. It's a start all over the Haggadah. Some chachamim said no. It means, like we said before, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, did not fulfill the mitzvah of Maror, did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach. So you have to say the sentences. What are the sentences? Pesach, Matzah, or Maror? If you say like this, Pesach, Shetach, 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 they used to eat. Sacrifice of Pesach, Al-Shum, Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something like that. If somebody is going to ask you, what is Korban Pesach? It says, the Korban Pesach is something like this. We were in Egypt, was Makat Bechorot. Was Makat Bechorot was one of the ten Makot. One of the ten Makot. Makat Bechorot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the oldest Egyptian people and skipped on our houses. Therefore, says Rabban Gamliel, you have to understand that you have to say, Korban Pesach is not something about the holiday of Pesach. It's nothing to do with the redemption. It's nothing to do with the freedom. Has to do with the skipping on the houses. Again, this is maybe the straw that broke the camel's back. It is true. The Makat Bechorot was something very powerful that convinced power to send us out. Now this is not a holiday for me every year. It is not every year I have to say, listen, I celebrate Pesach. Now what's Pesach? Pesach is the skipping of Hashem on the houses. This is one of the ten Makot, number one. Number two, I'm not the Bechor. I don't care about this. Nothing would happen to me. Would happen, maybe, chas v'shalom, to the oldest boys in Am Yisrael. And besides, this is only one thing, a small detail that happened in the redemption. Why do you have to call this sacrifice Pesach on the skipping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the holiday. The holiday is independence, redemption, free, coming out of Yisrael, going to Israel, says no. Pesach is, has to do with Makat Bechorot. What does it have to do with that? Atah Zush Anochim, page 147, two lines from the top, from the bottom, with your permission. Rabban Gamliel says, now you have to say, why you have Matzah on the night of Pesach? Why do you have Matzah on the night of Pesach? I would have thought, I have Matzah on the night of Pesach, because Hashem told me in Egypt to eat Matzah, therefore eat Matzah. This is wrong. If you thought like this, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. You wasted your time, your money. You have to know the reason why you're going to eat matzah. He says, why I'm going to eat matzah? Hashem shall speak the tekam shall have seen in page 148, la'achmit. It means that the day before we came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem already told us in Mitzrayim that we have to have matzah together with sacrifice of Pesach, so we made dough. We made dough, we had leftover dough. The leftover dough we took out of Mitzrayim in the morning when we left Egypt. We took the dough, we put the dough on our head, the sun baked the dough, became matzah. Therefore, I eat matzah the night of Pesach, that, to remember something that happened after we left. After we left. So let's eat it in the morning. The mitzvah to eat matzah is only the first night of Pesach in Israel, and chutzlaras is the two nights. In the morning, you don't have to eat matzah anymore. You're not allowed to have pizza. You can't go to Jerusalem and have pizza. But you're not obligated to eat matzah the whole Pesach. You're only obligated to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Okay, now explain to me, why I have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach? Because when I left Egypt in the morning, the dough, the leftover dough that I took, did not become bread, did not become chametz, said matzah. So the miracle is when? For the night or for the morning? Miracle for the morning. So let me eat it in the morning. No, in the morning, not. Eat it at night. Why at night? Why at night? I have to eat it in the morning, not at night. The miracle is in the morning, not at night. So as Amir said, if you did not think about it, if you did not fulfill the mitzvah, when you're going to say the bracha on the matzah, and then I said that, I said, I'm going to eat matzah, and then I asked somebody, why are you eating it? He says, you said it, I said, why am I eating it? I'm eating it because when I left Egypt, I left already. I took some dough out, I put it on my head, I was walking already outside Egypt with the dough on my head, the dough did not become chametz, and therefore Hashem tells me I should eat it tonight? Doesn't make sense. Maror zeh she'anu ochlim, the middle of the page, page 148. Maror zeh she'anu ochlim, why you eat maror? We had a hard time in Egypt. Then you have to eat maror on Pesach. That's why it's maror. To remember the hardship. But I have a good solution for you. You know, you do it the day before Pesach. Pesach is the day of redemption, the celebration. Now, if you have in Israel Independence Day, the day before Independence Day, you have Yom HaZikaron. So he says Pesach is the day that we have to believe and remember our freedom. So while I'm going to freedom, it says, it's maror. This is why it's maror. To remember what happened before. Now it's freedom. You want to remember the hardship, I think we should make a special mitzvah. You got it, Ben Yisran, the day before Pesach, it's maror as much as you know. So why it's maror? To remember what happened before freedom. The night of Pesach, this is the night of redemption. I'm living, Exodus. Baruch Hashem, you're all living. It is, by the way, can you chew on maror now? And one maror, and says, remember what happened before? What happened before? I'm out of it already. You want me to remember what happened before? You don't have to remember what happened before in the middle of the Seder. Give permission, page 149, line number 5, the Sikha. I'm sorry. Page 148, I'm sorry. The last paragraph, page 148. Behold, Dov Vado, Chayav Adam, Na'arot, Tatsmok, Yisrael, Mitzvah. It's a Gemara. The Gemara, Halacha, and the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, two versions of what to say. But the bottom line is like this. You have to close up your eyes. It says, here I am. I'm in Egypt. Here's Cairo. Here's the Gebra Bekam Abukhatira. Here is where they killed the Hosni Mubarak. Here is where Nasser died. Here is, this is called illusion. You're cheating yourself. Says the Mishnah, Halacha, and the Rambam, and Agada. Every generation you have to feel. Chayav. That he is coming out of Egypt. Ari says, you can feel it. Can you imagine you were in the Holocaust? You can imagine it. Here, he can tell you he was in the Holocaust. Just he says, I imagine Eir Auschwitz. That's Auschwitz. That's a joke, it's not Auschwitz. This is Egypt, close your eyes. 4,000 years ago I was in Egypt. Here the pyramids. It's a joke. How can you say Chayav Adam? You have to feel that you come out of Egypt. You can feel it. You can say it with your mouth. You can feel it. You can even show it. You can say it's an obligation on me every year to say that my father was in Egypt. You can say I was in Egypt. You can't even feel it. You can't even ask somebody to feel this kind of feeling. Impossible. Machloket lirot or leharot, two gersaot. Leharot or lirot means the same thing. Leharot
is to show somebody else.
What does it mean? You have to stand up outside?
No, so you go through the process.
How? So how?
Yeah.
Ari says that this. The Gemara says, "Benisan nigalu, benisan atidin livay." The machloket in the Gemara, Maseret Rosh Hashanah, when do you should expect redemption? Either Tishrei or Nisan. Halacha is you should expect redemption on Chodesh Nisan. Redemption can be only on Chodesh Nisan. Not only on Chodesh Nisan, that's what we're talking to Ziel and Zohar said, the Midrash, can be only the night of Pesach. Simple explanation, what we call in America is a lucky night. Lucky night. A lot of lucky things happen. What happened? It says, Chizkiyahu went to sleep. In the morning, the army of Sanhedrin was dead. It happened the night of Pesach. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into a fire by Nebuchadnezzar the night of Pesach. Came outside alive. Daniel, the god of Arayot, Daniel also will say from the last night of it, a very lucky night, lucky night. Says the Ari, just the opposite. This is the worst night, maybe, of the year. Worst. I remember when I was young, they told me this story. That once in the palace, the princess fell in the swimming pool. And of course, it was a very deep swimming pool. And no one jumped to get the girl out. So the king said, whoever is going to go and jump, you know, and will take the girl out, he'll give whatever he wants. All of a sudden, you see a guy swimming next to the little girl, brings the girl up. The king asks him, what do you want? He says, I would like to know who's swimming inside the swimming pool. Says the Ari, with all the respect, coming out of Egypt, yes, somebody threw you inside. He says, why did somebody throw you inside Egypt? Says the Gemara, three statements, Masechet Nedarim, page 32. Says the Ari, it's not a lucky night. This is the night that Hashem expects you to fix what did happen on that night years before. On that night was a disaster night. Number one, when Abraham was age of 70, at the night of Pesach, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I know that what you tell me is right? Says the Maharal, says the Rabbeinu Nissim, this was recorded in America, it's called Israeli kind of style talking. Chutzpah. It's not in Pesach. For this Gemara says you went 400 years exiled. Watch your tongue, you did not go to the right school. This is in the system. And your children might talk back to your parents like it's going on today. It starts from Abraham Avinu. So that happened the night of Pesach.
You know, James.
Yeah.
Wait 1 second. Too early. Says Ari Rabotai, the night of Pesach, you have to correct this. A disaster that happened. Now you come out of Mitzrayim and you can do the same thing again like it happened in Chumash Mot and Chumash Bamidbar talking to Hashem all the time back. It says, why are you talking to Hashem like this? It says, the grandfather talked. He spoke to Hashem the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach says that he has to fix that. So now I'll show you how to fix it. Two other disasters happened the night of Pesach when Abraham was 52. 18 years before, all the night of Pesach, was the first world war before Bush. First one. Four kings against five kings, Parashat Lech Lecha. The night of Pesach kidnapped the Mashiach. Mashiach was Lot. Mashiach. Kidnap the Mashiach, Og Melech HaBashan comes to Abraham and says, Abraham, your nephew, your brother-in-law, the Mashiach, was kidnapped in jail. Immediately Abraham came to Yeshiva, and 318 students, asked them, you want to go? They're not going. He went to Eliezer, he said, you my slave, Rosh HaYeshiva, the message to Eliezer, let's run beyond Shvuim, that's the biggest mitzvah. To take a person out of Sibir, out of Auschwitz, is the biggest mitzvah. You sell a Torah for this. Abraham took Eliezer. I don't understand the 318 did not want to go. But Eliezer is going with Abraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what? You took Rosh Yeshiva to the army? 400 years in jail. He says, what? Begon Shmuim. Nishmat Mashiach. Look. Says Gemara, Masechet and Darim. You can look at the Gemara at home, page 32. Abraham, you made a big mistake. You should not have taken Eliezer. I shouldn't have taken Eliezer. Pidyon Shmuim! Mechila Kadosh Baruch.
Who should
he take? When you hear what the Ari says, sugar. The Gemara says it happened in the night of Pesach, another sin of Abraham Avinu. For this you got into Mitzrayim. If you don't fix it in the night of Pesach, it's not a lucky night. On the night of Pesach, you have to fix the first, and the second is just there, and here comes the third. On the night of Pesach, Abraham won the war by Yichale Kaleh Maila. He won the war, he meets the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom tells him, listen, give me back my people, you keep the fortune. Abraham said, I keep nothing, I don't need nothing from you. Take everything back. Says the Gemara, what? What did you do? You gave him back the people? Those people you could have converted them in Yeshiva, in Yerushalayim, or Samer. What did you do to them? Says the Gemara, third disaster happened the night of Pesach. Three bubus by Abraham Avinu, for this he went to Egypt. Says the Haggadah of Pesach is only to train you, to get you to understand that the night of Pesach you got to fix those things. We never fixed it. Never. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Shomer Avtachato, the Israel, he said, like, thank you very much. Thank you for what? For keeping your promise to Abraham, because you won't deserve to live Mitzrayim. You deserve to live Egypt if you fix the three disasters. You never fixed it. You never fixed it, so I will show you how you didn't fix it. You didn't fix it, you have no right to come out of the shrine. You went to jail, because when you get into be released out of jail, you're not getting rid of the people on the street. But if in jail already, you're planning, you have a map of New York City, and you already say, I'm going to come out with Radha Shem in there, I'm going right away downtown Manhattan to do something, then they're going to release you. So the purpose of Haggadah Shel Pesach is to train you. Bechol dor vador. Chayav Adam, Lirot Atzmo Ketel Mitzrayim, he says that you know what it means. You have to think that he came out of Mitzrayim, but he didn't do the job. And you have to figure out that the night of Seder is the night of redemption, because that night is the night of the disaster. That night has the ingredients that you can be redeemed. It means Hashem will take you out of the exile that you're still here, because you never fixed the original three things of Abraham Avinu. Says that like this. We started the Torah with your permission, says Dari like this. The Rambam, if you have Rambam at home, Kechot Shmita B'Yovel, this is in Sefer Zrayim, the last chapter. Says the Rambam like this. I want to explain to you something. He says, I think there is a concept called the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has an army. His army is Mil Hashem Elai, this is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the army of God. Heli, my army. Your army, says, your army don't have to do anything. They're not allowed to go to a war. They don't pay income tax. Not say it. Don't even say it loud. Kohen, Levi, don't pay nothing. Cheli. Yishei Hashem benachalato. Chelek Hashem. Shevet Levi is the army of Hashem. Says the Rambam Halacha. A Levi is not going to a war. He's not allowed to go to a war. He is a soldier of God. Says the Rambam, by the way, not only a soldier, a Levi, anyone devotes himself to study, to learn Torah, to serve Hashem, he's in the army of Hashem. He is like a Levi. Says the Gemara, Mashiach will come to Beit HaMikdash. Somebody learns in Yeshiva, he's not allowed to go help. The Tamid is going to be built by the business people. And somebody learns, you're in the army of Hashem. You don't have to be, you're not allowed to be with me. Halacha and the Rambam. It says, Mr. Abraham, with all the respect, 318 boys in the yeshiva, says, Esther, I'm learning now, leave us alone. Abraham goes to the leader, you may come, you may sleep. And Abraham, he is in the army of God. Where are you taking me? Says Ari, Parashat Matot, Hashem tells Moshe, go take revenge from the Midianim. Says Moshe went to 1,000 per tribe from Shevet Levi also. Says Ari, excuse me, from Shevet Levi you took 1,000 people? The army of God. Says Ari, yeah, yeah. He says in the Torah. What does he say? Linkom, Nikmat, Hashem Bemidah. Says Ari, ah. When you take revenge of Hashem, the Levim goes, Parashat Shlach, says the Ari, Moshe Rabbeinu sends spies to Israel. You don't find a spy from Levi. Not because Levi did not get a part in Israel. He got 48 pounds. It's because he don't have a spy from Shepherd Levi. He is the army of God. And so this was the scene, says Ari, or the Gemara says Abraham Avinu drafted the Rosh Yeshiva and he is there. You cannot hire a Rosh Yeshiva to go. It's Mashiach. Lot is Mashiach. It's your nephew. It's your brother-in-law. Too bad. You don't take Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva is in the army of God. He says, I want to explain to you, says Dari. Magid, mitzvah, the night of Pesach. Learn, talk, learn about it. Kelegin Arba Banim Divra Torah. It says, listen, this kind of a son is going to ask you, this guy says, why? What's the problem exactly the night of Pesach? The night of Pesach, this is the night of the disaster when Abraham drafted the Rosh Yeshiva. The night of Pesach is to say the Haggadah, says Dari. It's a mitzvah to say Haggadah. Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yeshua b'Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah b'Akeh or someone. Some call oto halayla. That night, says Dari. Which night? It says that night, the night that was the disaster, the first disaster, that Abraham stopped learning Torah. He took the Rosh Yeshiva instead of learning. He took and said, listen, this is emergency. Emergency? Says Dari, I'll tell you emergency. Says Dari, Atabati, it's Milchemet Yericho, Yeshua is going to capture Eretz Israel in the middle of the war. Scars, Patriot, tanks, airplanes, all of a sudden Yeshua sees in front of him an angel. Angel with a sword. Yeshua says, excuse me, who are you? He says, I'm an angel of God, come to kill you. He says, come to kill me. My name is Yeshua ben Nun, king of Israel. He says, why don't you study Torah? I said, study Torah. It's a war now. He don't understand. You went to Egypt because you did not study Torah. You coming to capture Eretz Israel is only because you're going to learn Torah. In the middle of the war, you have to learn Torah. Because if you don't learn Torah, you have no right to exist, to come out of slavery. Areanu, uvnevanenu, meshubayim, meshubadim, hayinu lefarom emisraim. He says, why? Because the reason of the Torah, this is why you were saved from Egypt. Baruch hamakom, Baruch shenatan Torah l'avo Israel. Thank you, give me a Torah. I said, what about the thank you? Because of lack of Torah, we went out of into Egypt. Because we got the Torah, we got out of Egypt. This is the tikkun of Leila Seder, says Dari. It's not, Akadoko doesn't need you to speak about into Egypt, out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to fix the sin that caused you to get to Egypt. You got into Egypt, said the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, because lack of Torah, because Abraham drafted the Rosh Yeshiva. The night of Pesach, says Dari, that's the purpose of the Haggadah, sit down, talk. He said, how much you have to talk? He said, some Chachamim, said, Dari is a Meshubach. The more you talk, the more it's better. He said, why it's more better? He said, because that night, this night is very important. Very important. And how important it is, I tell you how important it is. Hizkiyahu, the night that Sanherib and 185,000 people died was the night of Pesach. You want to know why? Hizkiyahu, I tell you why. Hubal ol mipnei shamen. Hizkiyahu used to give oil to all the people. He says, please, study at night. Study at night. Says the Rambam in his book, Ein Adam Kone Rof Chochmato Ela Balayla. At night time, you have to learn. He said, why to learn at night? What's the problem? It is the night of Pesach. This was the first disaster that Abraham stopped Eliezer from learning Torah. He said, the 318 boys in the yeshiva stayed by themselves. The Rosh Yeshiva went to look for Mr. Lot. It says, Kol Zman Shebaruch Ben Yeriya Kayam Lo Ala Ezra Mibabel. Hashem told Ezra, go with Amigdash. Ezra said, I'm not going. The Rosh Yeshiva is here. I learn Torah now. But Amigdash later, doesn't matter. That's how important. That's how important Torah. Yes, you have to understand you're in exile. You know why you're in exile? Because you don't keep Torah, you don't learn Torah. This is the night of Pesach, it's called night of redemption. It's not a lucky night. This is the night that you can fix and correct the sin that caused you to end up in exile. Says Hiyahu, because he gave free oil to everybody and begged everybody, learn at night. Learn what at night, not go to sleep. So learn during the day. No, says the Rambam says, Ein Adam Kone Rof Chochmato Ela Balayla. He says, you have to learn at night. At night is more important at that time. Why is more important? Because we left Israel. We went to exile because the night that Abraham drafted Eliezer the Rosh Hashanah. Hmm? Therefore, even after Hatzor, those Chachamim were still sitting and talking and talking and talking to correct that scene that Abraham drafted it. Other two cents. What's going? But Abraham was not the Rosh Yeshiva.
But he wasn't the Rosh
Yeshiva. He didn't learn Torah? That night, the Gemara said he drafted the Rosh Yeshiva.
How are we supposed to think this?
So that's called Magid. Hashem gave us a special mitzvah, the night of Pesach, to talk about coming out of Egypt, Learn. It's called Torah. It says, Baruch Shalatan Torah Lamo Yisrael. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. We're saying some sentences from the Torah. We're explaining everything. It says that the night of Pesach, we are learning. Hashem gave us a special mitzvah, even though it's every night we think. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, he says in the Mishnah, Hare Ani Keven Shivim Shana. Wanted very much that people should add a paragraph in Shema Israel, talk about at night, about coming out of Egypt. And I says, what so important for you to say that? He says, you have to understand, in the night time the disaster started. I want everybody at night time to understand that at night we have to fix it. At night I have to remember coming out of Egypt. Because the night is the night that caused us to end up in Egypt. So I hope, or as another said, I hope that I win the Chachamim. Atshema ben Zoma, until ben Zoma came, he says, yeah, I have a hint in the Torah Leman, this go. Yom Tetcha, Me'etzayim, Kol Yemechayecha, Yemechayecha, Yamin, Kol Yemechayecha, Lelot. He says, Hashem wants you to say it at night. He says, night, I don't have to wear to sit. Sure. But Hashem wants you to talk about it. Because the night is the night that caused us to end up in Egypt.
Is there anything
with night time? Night time. No, night time. Night time. Night time. Night time. Was after sunset.
Hashem
made it sunset early. You think you like this guy? Somebody came to Rebbe Misatna. What do you call it? Chuchum. Wise guy, we say in America, wise guy. He came inside Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe asked him, he said, what's your name? He said, I'm a grandson of Abraham. Satmar Rebbe said, I thought you were a great grandson of Terah. Terah. The two other disasters, if you remember, they happened the night of Pesach. One disaster is that Abraham asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that whatever you tell me is true? Other disaster is Abraham gave back the goyim that he was able to release from the war. He gave them back to Melech Zedom, and Hashem said, why did you give them back? You would have been able to convert them and save them and try to separate them from the rest of the world. Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Yavotenu. It says, Ari, this is Matchil Bignutim Sayyim B'Shevach. It says, you have to understand that you are here to correct something. This is Terah. You to worship Avodah Zarah. You, Abraham, you let those people go back to Avodah Zarah. Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, those three things, same Rabbi Gamliel says this in you ate those three things, each one of them is to fix another part of the sins of Abraham Avinu.
Pesach,
Matzah, Umaror, those three things, says the Ari, each one of them is to remind you about the sin of Abraham, to try to fix it. Maror, Zesha, Nuchlin, stick it in your mouth. He says, stick it in my mouth. Excuse me. And just to remember the hardship in the time. The hardship in the time was cement, bricks. Let me go to Home Depot before Pesach and carry some bricks. What Maror has to do with my mouth? Says Abraham with his mouth. Says Bamai Daki Rashenu. Spoke to Akadosh Baruch Hu with Chutzpah. That caused you to go down to Egypt. That is in the Torah. Bavadum Beinu Otam Abamotana. They will torture you down. He says, for what torture me? What did I do? He says, how did you speak to me like this? He says, Maror Zeshanu Ochrim. The Zahir, when you put Maror, the night of Pesach, tonight you eat it. Not yesterday, because tonight, this is the night Abraham spoke to Hashem. On the night that Abraham spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we have, what we call in America, the Israeli mentality. It is the happen from the night of Pesach. It's not a lucky night. This is the night that you can fix the original scene that caused you to end up in the time. It says, stick some hot pepper in your mouth. You won't curse anymore. Every time you want to give a curse, put some schuch. If you Yemenite, if not, schuch.
Schuch. I know
it. Quen.
Not
quen. Right.
Schuch is the Elgan's word.
Says Ari Rabotai, the night of Pesach, eat maror. To remember the hardship. The hardship was yesterday. Today is redemption. You don't understand. Tonight is the redemption, because tonight you're going to fix it. It says, you eat the maror. It says, why eat maror? Because I suffered in Egypt. It says, why did you suffer in Egypt? Look at the Torah. The Torah says, you're going to suffer in Egypt. It says, that statement was said on the night of Pesach. That night of Pesach, the statement was said because Abraham spoke to Hashem very bad that night of Pesach. It says, Matzah Zusha Anu Ochlim. It says, why you eat Matzah on Pesach? I want to explain you something. Matzah, it means that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something different. Did something different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us take dough out of Egypt. And Hashem made a miracle. I said, what's the miracle? It says, the dough did not rise. I said, therefore I have to eat it tonight. It will happen tomorrow. He says, yes. Matzah zu she'anu ochlim. It says, why you eat matzah? It says, at shenigla aleim melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You went and you drafted the Rosh Yeshiva. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You took the soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Yeshiva and you said, let go, release Mr. Lot. It says, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, you know there's an army of Hashem, says the Rambam, says the Ari, you would not have taken the Rosh Yeshiva to the army. Pesach shayu ochlim avotinu al shuma. It says Pesach. It says, what is Pesach? It's not Pesach, it's Makat Bechorot. It says, it's true. It says, excuse me, why did you end up in the crime? It says, the last tragedy happened the night of Pesach too. Abraham gave the people back to Melech Dom. So it means there are differences between Goyim and Jews. I said, they didn't behave so good. I said, how do you remember that you are a Jew? Well, I tell you, I happen to be in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Bechorot, the oldest one of the Egyptians. And Batenu is healed. All the Jews were saved. Is it because the Jews bribed the police? Or because the Jews are Jews, they are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rabbi Gamliel, if you don't say that statement, that the reason why our fathers ate the Pesach, it's called Pesach because Hashem made a difference, we understood the difference between a Jew and an Egyptian, you don't understand. They say, you came down to Egypt? Yes. But you know why you came out to Egypt? Because Abraham did not make this difference. He says, a Jew, a God, doesn't matter, you want that? Take that. He says, Abraham, we should have converted those people. Don't let them go back to Sdom. This is Sdom Baramora. Why let them be in New York City? Send them to Sameach. It says, Abraham, on the night of Pesach, did that mistake. They did not understand the difference between a Jew and a Goy. It says, the night of Pesach, it says, we have Korban Pesach on that minute. The night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the Jewish houses to tell you, is Jew is different. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Tzadari, those three things we have to say that we're eating it on the night of Pesach to understand what we ought to do. It says if you understand what you ought to do, it says this is Daniel understood. He has Yirat Shamayim, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah has Yirat Shamayim, Hezkiah has Yirat Shamayim. It says therefore on the night of Pesach they were saved. It's not Halakinat. This is the night that you can fix the sin that threw us out of Eretz Yisrael to exile. Therefore, says by Mishnah Menuziel, says the Midrash, it's called Benisan Yigalu, Benisan Yigal. The month of Nisan, the night of Pesach, Hashem gives us the opportunity to correct the original sin that was done by our first father. That's the purpose of the Midrash of Pesach. Therefore, says Dari, expectation of Mashiach very highly the night of Pesach, because that's the night we can fix it at Mishnah Menuziel.
Okay.